Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of The Growl, presented to you by the Chagrin Falls High School Tiger Times. Today is Wednesday, November 6th, and I am your host, Maggie Mills. We're going to start off with a news update, and then staff writer Katie Nelson is going to join me to cover the blood drive happening tomorrow. Then Alexis Christie will give us her thoughts on the new Star Wars trailer. I'll hand it off to producer William Bazone, who's going to talk to Riley Firehammer about the CFHS marching band, which recently concluded its season, and then he'll talk to staff writer Lucas Gazudis about Kanye West's new album. Then our sports editors Emma Livingston and Brett Radusky will wrap us up with their weekly sports rundown. All right, so starting off with the news, let's first look to the presidential election. Four Democratic candidates seem to be pulling ahead as the frontrunners, and they are Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Pete Buttigieg. An ABC News poll shows that while Trump's base itself remains strong, independent voters are starting to move more towards the direction of Democratic candidates. And Democratic candidates won the governorships in both Kentucky and Virginia yesterday, which were two previously Republican states. This might be indicative of a larger shift taking place. Yesterday, a shooting in Mexico resulted in the death of 9 members of a fundamentalist Mormon family. The New York Times reported this morning that 3 women and 6 children, all of whom were U.S.-Mexican dual citizens, were killed in northern Mexico by cartel gunmen. The government says that the cartel gunmen mistook the women's SUVs for those of rival drug traffickers, but the survivors of the shooting have said that the gunmen knew that they were shooting at civilians and continued to attack anyway. The attack shocked the country and has illustrated the increasing danger that organized crime poses in Mexico. In Chile, protests continue. Citizens have been taking to the streets for weeks now to demand better health care, higher wages, and less economic inequality. Protests began again yesterday after a week-long lull, and according to Time magazine, 20 people have thus far died in the clashes amid looting and arson. Most of the protesters have been peaceful, but a few outliers have been throwing rocks and firebombs at riot police and were met with tear gas and water cannon blasts. Junior Katie Nelson. Thanks, Katie.
Hi.
So you reported on the blood drive, which is happening tomorrow, Thursday, November 7th. What are the donation requirements?
The donation requirements are that you must be 17 and you can go willingly, but if you're 16, you have to get parent signed permission.
Okay. And who organized the blood drive?
The student council organized the blood drive.
And where is it? Where should students report?
Students should report in the gym.
Okay, perfect. And according to the American Red Cross, every 2 seconds someone needs blood in the United States, and often states, including Ohio, face blood donation shortages. So our school really has a chance to help a lot of people. So please come out to the blood drive on Thursday. You can sign up on the link that was sent to your Chagrin email, or you can talk to, I'm sure, Miss Rossi, who will get the link to you right away. Thank you, Katie. Now I'm here with staff writer, senior Alexis Christie, who recently reported on the new Star Wars movie. Thanks, Lexi.
Hi.
So what is the new movie called?
The new one is called Rise of Skywalker.
Okay, and when's it coming out?
I think December 20th is the release date, official release.
So right around Christmas. Okay. Yeah. And you watched the new trailer, right?
I did.
Okay, and did you pick up on anything interesting? What does it look like the new movie's going to be about?
Well, it looks like there's a lot of misdirection kind of going on in the trailer, because it seems like they're presenting a lot of different ideas and different loyalties for some of the characters. So there will be scenes where two characters are fighting against each other, and then there were other scenes where it looked like they were fighting together. So there's certainly a lot of mystery still surrounding it.
Yeah.
Even with a lot of the new footage. So
I watched the trailer when it came out, and I noticed that there were scenes in which the two main characters, or two of them, Kylo Ren and Rey, that's her name, right?
Yep.
When they were fighting against each other, and then another scene where they were fighting together.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to see where that goes.
Because
I know the last movie was a lot of character development about him.
Right. There was also definitely a lot of hinting about some final wrapping up storylines for certain characters. Like, it seems like C-3PO might be in some danger, so
yeah,
we'll see where that goes.
Well, do you know, is this the last that they're planning to make of these new generation of movies? Is this going to be the final Star Wars movie for a while?
From what Disney's saying, it's the last in this kind of storyline, I think. Any other movies that would be coming out would be sort of different characters and new stories, so.
Okay. And what has been the fan base reaction after the new trailer?
It seems to be really positive. A lot of people seem really excited about the new movie, which is good because I know in the past, after the last movie, there was a lot of controversy about whether or not people enjoyed it. So
right. I know the newest generation has been kind of a mixed bag of good and bad reviews. What do you think of these new movies?
Personally, overall, I've quite enjoyed them. Not necessarily as much as the original movies for the most part, but I mean, I think a lot of the people who have some pretty strong complaints might just be looking into it a little bit too deeply personally. Like, if I enjoy the movie, I enjoy the movie. It doesn't have to be as, you know, intense of an in-depth look as I think a lot of people take it. So I think overall I've really enjoyed them, even if I'm not going to go back and watch them, you know, tons of times over and over again.
Right. All right. Well, thank you so much, Lexi.
Thanks.
Now I'm sitting here with staff writer senior Lucas Kazutis, and he's going to give a quick review about Kanye West's 9th studio album, Jesus is King, which dropped a few Fridays ago on October 25th. How are you doing today, Lucas?
I'm very good. How about you?
That's good. I'm doing well myself. So tell me about your overall thoughts on the album after listening to it.
I thought it was good. I was very surprised by like his new style of like his religious singing and his lyrics, but I thought it was overall pretty good and how he like involved like some choirs and made all that stuff. I thought it was surprising, but pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. What were your favorite songs on there?
I liked Selah and Follow God.
Yeah,
probably my two favorites.
Yeah, both those were really good. I liked both of those. Like, how would you say this compares to like Kanye's other projects? Would you rank it pretty highly or just kind of around the middle or the bottom?
I think probably more of the middle.
Yeah.
Because his best projects are definitely like really good, I think. Mm-hmm. And this is just like, for him, kind of average.
Yeah. What would you say your favorite project by him is?
Graduation, I think.
That's a good take. I'm personally a big My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy guy, but I still really like Graduation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really good, fun project. It's definitely a huge difference from like some of his earlier stuff, but still a great project overall. Well, thank you so much, Lucas.
Yes,
appreciate your takes. If you guys haven't listened to it, make sure you give it a listen. So next up, I'm going to be talking here with staff writer senior Riley Firehammer about her op-ed about the marching band. How are you today, Riley?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. So did you learn anything about the band that you didn't already know about it or, you know, something new that was interesting or caught you by surprise?
Oh, absolutely. I learned, like, that the band, just like any other group in the high school, is a very welcoming environment, and it helps a lot of students with the difficult transition into high school, and it provides them with a lot of friendships that they will have for the rest of their life.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me, because I'm a link crew leader, and it seems to me like a lot of the interactions you would have with people in band is very similar to what you would see in like link crew. That's really, really a great connection that I saw.
Yeah, for
because,
sure.
Yeah, I've done it for the past 4 years, and I've seen a lot of great freshmen grow into amazing people through, you know, you get a head start in June, you meet a lot of people that you can see around the school and make connections with early on.
Yeah, and people that you might not necessarily be friends with if it weren't for that opportunity.
Right, absolutely. So I know that you do cheerleading as well. Did you like notice any songs this year that the band played that you particularly enjoyed?
Oh, I enjoyed most of their songs, but I really enjoyed the ones that the cheerleaders were able to participate in as well. Like Michigan, I know we really enjoyed because mm-hmm. it was something that we were able to kind of dance along to and kind of get the stands involved and get everyone involved in it. And yeah, I really enjoyed that one. Yeah,
that's really cool. I see you guys down there on the sideline during the fourth quarter when we go up to Pep Band, you know, like shout it out, all those classic tunes like Michigan, like you mentioned. Seven Nation Army too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you so much, Riley.
Yes, and, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it was a great article. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, it's your sports editor, Emma Livingston. My fellow sports editor, Brett Rudusky, cannot be with us today, so I'll be giving you your sports news. The girls' cross-country team went to states this past Saturday, November 2nd, and placed 13th. Continuing, girls' soccer team on November 2nd went to the regional final, which was a win versus Copley, which is 2-0 at Nordonia. They also played yesterday, November 5th, in the state semifinal, which was a loss 1-0 in overtime, a sad loss for the Lady Tigers. Winter sports are starting. The hockey team has a game this Friday at 8:50 at the Pond versus Orange. Everyone should go. And basketball, girls basketball starting scrimmages, so everyone should be there.
That wraps up this week's episode of The Growl, presented to you by the Chagrin Falls High School Tiger Times. If you're new here and like what you're hearing, we hope that you subscribe. We publish every Wednesday. If you're interested in more articles written by our staff writers here at the Tiger Times, feel free to check out our Apple News channel, which can be found by searching CFHS Tiger Times, and there you can find your daily dose of school news. I'm here along with our sports editors, Emma Livingston and Brett Rudusky, advisor Mr. Casey, and of course our producer, William Bazone. This is your editor-in-chief, Maggie Mills, saying thank you for listening, and we hope to see you next week with another episode of The Growl.